Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Today we're traveling through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Under the leadership of Joshua, Israel conquered the Promised Land, defeating the seven nations who inhabited it. God commanded this as an act of divine justice. The people of the seven nations worshipped false gods, and behind those false gods was Satan. Satan under the form of Moloch, who demanded he be worshipped by child sacrifice. In the book of Leviticus, God commanded Israel, you must never sacrifice your children. And he told them, the land became unclean, and I exacted the penalty for its fault, and the land had to vomit out its inhabitants. So, God said to them, I will use you to expel those seven nations for their wicked deeds. But if you do this hateful thing, if you sacrifice your children, the land will also vomit you out as it vomited the nations that were there before you. This is one thing we must always remember. God did promise the land to Israel, but that promise was a conditional promise. It was conditioned upon their fidelity to God's law. But tragically, the warning proved prophetic. When Israel later adopted the same practice, killing their own children, the same judgment fell upon them. And what destroyed the Canaanite nations will also bring about Israel's exile. Abortion is our modern version of the worship of Moloch. Any society that legalizes the destruction of its own children for the sake of freedom, prosperity, or convenience repeats the grave crime committed in Scripture. And it will always result in the loss of the nation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. After Joshua comes the book of Judges. Judges chapter 2 tells us, Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and had known all the work which the Lord did for Israel. So the key to the Exodus is this. Serving the Lord depends on knowing Him. It depends on remembering all that He's done. The generation that conquered the Promised Land knew God. They had seen His works. They had walked through the Jordan. They had watched the walls of Jericho fall. They served Him all their days, because they remembered what He did. And that was a great generation. They knew the faith, lived the faith, fought for the faith, built the faith, and died with the faith. But they forgot what Moses commanded in Deuteronomy 6. They forgot to teach the faith diligently to their children. They failed to hand it on. And Judges chapter 2 tells us, another generation arose who did not know the Lord. So the lesson is simple. If the baton is dropped, the race is lost. And because they did not know the Lord, they failed to serve Him, and they became slaves first to their sin and second to the people around them. So just as in Egypt, Israel was oppressed, this time by the Philistines. Yet God heard their cry and raised up 12 judges to deliver them. And Samuel would be the last of these. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. At the time of the first book of Samuel, Israel consisted of 12 loosely connected tribes living in the Promised Land. When one tribe was invaded, it was difficult to rally the others to their aid. So militarily, they were fragmented. So they believed a king was necessary, someone who could unite the 12 tribes into one cohesive force capable of defending them from their enemies. So the elders of Israel came to Samuel and said, "Appoint for us a king so we can be like all the other nations." This displeased Samuel, and he turned to the Lord. And the Lord answered him, saying, "They have not rejected you, Samuel. They have rejected me from being king over them." See, Israel failed to realize they already had a king, God. Pope Benedict said it this way: God did not intend Israel to have a kingdom. The kingdom was a result of Israel's rebellion against God. The law was to be Israel's king, and through the law, God himself. But God yielded to Israel's stubbornness and so devised a new kind of kingship for them. But the issue here is that Israel wanted to be like all the other nations. So God yielded to their obstinacy, and Saul was anointed king. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. As I said yesterday, there are two forms of pride. One is to think too much of yourself. The other is to think too little of yourself. Both flow from the same root, a self-focus and self-reliance known as pride. King Saul trusted in himself rather than the Lord. And when a man relies only on himself, he will either grasp control or shrink back in fear. Saul's first grave sin came when God commanded him to wait, because the Lord would win the battle. But Saul grew impatient, and he took matters into his own hands and offered the sacrifice. Pride will not wait on God. His second grave sin came when God commanded him to destroy Amalek and his followers. Saul defeated them, but spared their king and kept the best booty for himself. And then Saul set up a monument to himself. Samuel confronted him and exposed the heart of the matter. He said, "Obedience is better than sacrifice. Rebellion, the sin of divination. Since you have rejected the word of the Lord has rejected you as king. And so, as a result, at the end of 1 Samuel, Saul is killed in battle, and David is anointed king. Now, David is not perfect by any means. He makes bad decisions. He sins gravely. But here's the difference. Saul relied on himself, seeking his own glory. David relied on the Lord, seeking the glory of God. And that is all the difference in the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, from Joshua to Samuel, and from Saul to David, the issue is the same. Who is king? When Israel served the Lord and knew him, they were free. When they forgot him, they became slaves. And when they rejected him as king, they demanded a substitute. When Saul relied on himself, he fell. When David relied on the Lord, God established his throne forever. The crisis was never primarily political. The moment a people rejects the kingship of God, everything begins to unravel. Worship, morality, leadership, even the protection of children. Yet here is the hope. God does not abandon his people when they demand substitutes. He permits their choice. He allows the negative consequences that follow, and then through their very rebellion, he prepares something greater. For from David's line came the Son of David, the true King, Jesus. As Pope Benedict teaches, God writes straight with crooked lines. The King is Jesus. His power is sacrificial love. He reigns from the cross. So our resolution should be simple. Let God be king. Rely on him, not yourself. And trust that, even when we fail, that king can write straight with crooked lines. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you as we whipped through 1st and 2nd
really
Samuel?
Did. Man, I thought it was just really applicable that if we give everything we have, our work and our belongings and our personal lives and our friendships, if we give it all to God, he can still take it away. But if we give it to God, at the very least, it's not wasted, and what will happen with it. But if we don't give it to God, not only will we certainly lose it, but it's also a waste.
And what do you mean precisely by give it to God?
I think, I love when you ask good questions.
I'm just interested.
Yeah, I think two things. I think it's actively in prayer, saying, I give this to you, I dedicate this to you, I entrust this to you. I remember the first time when I was probably like 13 or 14, I've always loved writing, but I always thought it was something very separate from my spiritual life. I didn't want to be a spiritual writer, and I just wanted...
Oh, you don't want to be pigeonholed, huh?
Yeah. I didn't want to be... I always thought, oh, I'm going to be so dark and so shocking, and I had very worldly opinions about storytelling and things like that, and I always wanted to keep God out of it, and... I remember being in Lourdes with you, and at some point I got left in some random chapel, not even the main church there, just right across the river. And suddenly I just really randomly was like, I guess I can let God into this. And I feel like my writing transformed. I don't think it was in any way less than what it was before, but I started making bigger sacrifices and saying, you shouldn't put that in a book, or I won't curse in my writing, or I won't include this or that. And my writing didn't lose any of its interest, and I was still able to write stories that aren't purely religious, but I also wasn't going to keep God out of them. And I remember in prayer making that choice to let God into my life and let God into my work, into my writing and my art. But also then there's the second thing, which is actually putting it into practice, which is... Or I, in looking for a house, really, I dedicated that to God and just saying, I want your will in this, whether or not I get it or not, because it feels like a gamble. But then there's the second step, which is using my writing, using my house for community, for others, for charity, which is the harder step because you have to constantly keep that in mind. That you'll have that first moment of wanting to give it over, but then you're going to spend the rest of your life wanting to take it back.
I think that characterizes perfectly the difference between Saul and David.
Hmm.
Saul wouldn't let him in. And Saul was seeking his own glory. David let God in, and then David made the Lord the thing that he wanted the most.
Yeah, he played that secret chord.
Yeah. David wasn't perfect. David sinned grievously. But David let God in, and then he made God the thing that he wanted most. That's the two steps that need to happen in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let him in, and then over time, he will become what you want most.
Yeah. Because we're going to want to make so many decisions on our own, and we're going to want to hold tightly to everything that we have. But at the very least, if you give it to God, it's the only way you can know that you've made the right decision.
Yeah, well
said. It's the one you made with God.
Well said. Well said. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
I'm really enjoying traveling through the Old Testament.
It's surprising.
I used to teach a course every year on the Old Testament. A very extensive course. And I haven't done that for quite a while now. And I've enjoyed going back through with these meditations. So thank you. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.